skidders, which got a skidder over there that you can actually go take a look at and see how they go haul trees. But we got chainsaws, we got feller bunchers, we got, once upon a time, we had two-man saws. And now, everybody at home, at one point or another, has used a regular saw, a crosscut saw, to saw the timber for your house, your home, your arts and crafts. But some people all of a sudden get this notion that they're going to take a saw, put it between their legs, and play some tunes on it. And this is what Lynn Wadley does. And Lynn actually is not... Lynn, I guess, is known to you more as one of the festival performers, but she is a she has just recently acquired this new instrument, the saw. So I'm going to let her take it. It's all yours.
Yes, Lynn is known to you probably not at all. But I usually am at the festival every year. For a long time, I would just play the guitar and sing. And that has served very well for a long time. And 3 years ago, I fell in love with a dulcimer at the fair, and that's now my primary instrument. I teach it in Jacksonville and just love it. Songwriter, I'll be doing a couple of my original songs in the afternoon on the big stage in about four. But this one, somewhere I got the idea that I could make people smile a little bit faster if I had a saw between my legs. And just about the time that I thought that, I saw an ad in Mother Earth News, and I wasn't looking for it, and I only read Mother Earth News that one issue, I believe, in some years. And they were advertising a song. Let's see if they're in tune here. That's a little sharp. So I sent away for it, and I heard that you can play just a regular saw, that some of them play real well and some of them don't. And I figured since I didn't play the saw, I wouldn't know which one played real well and which one didn't. And so I bought a saw that was made to be a musical saw. And now I know how to go to the hardware store and tell which ones play and which ones don't. And I went to two hardware stores in the last week and brought my chair and my bowl and tried out about six or eight saws. And I found definitely some of them don't do very well. They do fine in the middle, but they don't go high and they don't go low. So I was glad because I paid $45 for this and I didn't want to be a fool. But I brought a regular saw too to show you the difference. So Doug, my friend from Connecticut, is here. I just zoomed out. Yeah, I like to use a mic lots of times, but I just don't see that we're going to...
Well, they're recording.
But it's going to get in the way. Say music first, yeah. Probably, maybe. And so Doug's helping me out with some chords to make it sound a little more complete. So let's do first right down the thumb. Until about 10 days ago, I never played a solo on the saw. I mean the melody. I would just play when my friends were playing. I would play records of my friends playing that I had taped from get-togethers, and then I'd just play along with it and just put a little harmony here and there. I like to play the saw that way. I'm not so partial to the saw doing the whole schmear here. But since when they sent me the little letter that said I was going to be the saw player four different times at the festival over the three-day period, I thought it might be a good idea if I learned how to play it. Now, Jean Mahaffey, who's in the back here, is a wonderful saw player, and I haven't seen her in a little while. I was wishing I had her address. When they wrote me the letter, I was going to say accidentally sent to the wrong address, forward to Jean Mahaffey. And Jean, in a minute, would you do one for us on my saw? Good, good. Let's. Do you think so? Okay, Jean has her musical saw with her, and she proposes that we try right in front of you all a musical saw duet, which, I'll tell you, it's a frightening thought. In about 5 minutes. But let's do Aura Lee first, then. And in fact, we might even do Aura Lee for our duet. We'll do it again. We want to join me right now as soon as you're ready. The real one that I brought. Actually, I bought one for $6.50 out of all the ones that I tried. It was the nicest one that was cheap. And I showed it to my son, who enjoys doing carpentry work. Oops. And he said, well, why don't you try mine? And I tried his, and it was a $9.50 one, so it was 50% nicer than the $6.50 one. And it sounded better. So he said, if you want to take mine to the festival, just leave me yours, because I may be doing some sawing over the weekend. So this one has the real sharp teeth. This is probably just about like ones that you have in your garage. And it, let's see. Let me just try do something kind of by myself for now. See what happens here. Oh, how about, tell me why. Just a regular old 950 saw. Now let's say, I don't know how pressed we are for time, but I would just like to show you a little bit, because I want you to go home and get your saw out and just give it a try if you really think that this might be fun. You know, there aren't any particular places to find the notes or stuff You don't have to know what key the person's playing in that you might be wanting to play along with, so it's much easier than any of the other instruments that I play. It's the only one that I can jam along with somebody else on. So you get out your saw, you preferably put on long pants, try not to sneeze, and you lock the handle of the saw underneath your leg. You're going to get the vibrato that is characteristic of the saw by shaking that leg. So that's the hard part, but you don't have to start with that. You could wait till you were getting some sounds out before you started trying to make it prettier by shaking your leg. The key to getting a nice sound, or any sound to speak of, out of a saw is that you have to have an S-shaped curve. You've got this curve that's coming off the leg, but then I'm bending it here to make a curve the other direction. Do you see what I mean? And if you don't have that double curve, if you don't have the S curve, you will not be playing the saw. You might as well get your project going, build a bookcase instead, because it's not going to be music coming out of that saw. And because it's a little special technique to bow, and because maybe you don't have a bow, you can start out with a chopstick or a wooden spoon, and you just try that S-shaped curve, and just experiment with it. And you could play little songs, and some people are sort of inclined to not go on to the bow because they're so content.
Hi. Is there something wrong with these seats?
No.
Safe, of course, thank you.
Bye. And of course, if you're doing something that has some rhythm, you can get the rhythm in with a click, click, click. But if you'd like to do away with the clunk so that you can hear the saw better, then just pad it with whatever you've got to pad it with. I just used a paper towel here. Get the idea? Now, some people can do that in about 10 minutes. Not me. It took me about a day and a half to get anything that sounded like it was going to be music. And I just hate it when those people come around right after I show them and they say, oh, you mean like this? I know. Yes. So they say, oh, you mean like this? And, you know, they never did it before. And I say, okay. But now I'm going to get back to my better one, which has, oh, we need you. Oh, we need you, yes. Yes. Gene and I are going to try a duet. You all are guinea pigs.
Saw players have to sit. I've never figured out.
Well, I've seen somebody play standing who plays it on his arm. I know a guy who plays it. I don't know how he does it. But
Dennis?
He said that he never, ever has to buy a drink in a bar. He just walks in, stands up at the bar with a saw, and next thing he knows, drinks appear. And I think with him, that's sort of an important way of saving on his budget.
Yeah, but you know when you get nervous, it's hard to play standing up. You're safer sitting down.
I think that's the only way I play.
All right. When the lessons begin, I want to go to the bar.
Go ahead and put it. If there's some, I'll see if this is...
Well,
okay,
well. Can we do Amazing Grace?
I think there's a chance. What do you think?
What key do you like to play?
What would the starting note of C do for me?
It's a C chord.
I think that's low. Too high.
Down about
three
notes. G. Okay, G. That's good. We'll get this figured out. Hang in there, folks.
We don't have to know that. It's just that we would just have to take a few minutes to see where we wanted to start it, so that we would have all the notes there, the high and the low. Thank you. hard to hear, folks.
You are good on harmony, Lynn. I enjoy playing with Lynn because she can handle the harmony, and that sounds good. Should we try one more?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
How about What a Friend We Have in Jesus?
I don't really know that.
What's some other old hymn that we've
How about
You know, Green Sleeves?
I wouldn't be surprised. I was thinking that would be a real nice one, but I've never tried it, and it would be a little bit demanding.
Yeah.
How about
We need something simple.
How about like Red River Valley?
Oh, that we can handle.
Or
Red.
Swing Low, Sweet Cherry.
Red River Valley. That's got about that many notes, and we can figure it out.
Is C gonna be all right for that?
I don't. I think either D or G. It seems to
either
me work.
D or G.
Yes. I mean, I don't
G
know
is
which.
A good song.
One is gonna be it, depending on this.
We find out after about
right.
six notes, and
right.
we say, "Oh, I can't get that last note."
Sing with the saw, but so far, whenever I start singing, the saw starts going on strike.
The saw starts tossing. Let's try a Swing Low, Sweet Cherry.
Okay.
Give us our starting chord there.
Okay. What? D for that or G?
We don't really know. Either D or G. We'll just try one. If not, that will be.
What's our starting note?
Okay.
So
thank you very much. Okay.
You.
We will be back here at 12:45 with more workshops on the forest industries. So take advantage of the exhibits and the crafts around you, and hopefully you'll come back for a visit later. Thank you.